This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the psychedelic sounds of Gliders, a Pavement cover, a new single from Courtney Barnett, and the newly announced deluxe reissue of Dry-Fi Trucker's 2003 record, Decoration Day. Welcome to episode 210 of A Sonic Youth. That was Gliders, with their brilliant psychedelic groove named Geneva Strange Mod. They've released a couple of singles on the run-up to a new album, and we'll check that out soon. But first, here's another track from their 2023 album, Maria's Hunt. A moulding together of 60s psych, Grateful Dead-esque jamming, and more modern neo-psych, here's Golden Hour.
Thank you.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Gliders with Golden Hour. Gliders, that's G-L-Y-D-E-R-S, were formed in Chicago in 2014 by partners Josh Condon and Eliza Weber. Following a couple of early EPs, that 2023 album, Maria's Hunt, was their debut full-length release. Now, they've signed to the iconic Drag City record label and have added drummer Joe Seeger to the lineup. Now they've announced their second album, which is billed as their first having a full band lineup. It's called Forever. Two singles have been released to date, Stone Shadow and this track, Moon Eyes. Gliders with their new single Moon Eyes. That album comes out on the 22nd of November. Next up, in the continuing series of cool artists covering cool artists in their Triple J Like a Virgin performances, we have Soccer Mummy covering a Pavement classic, Gold Sounds. This took place in July, but has just been released on Spotify over the last week. And it's not the most exciting cover, but it's a faithful one, and Sophie Ellison's voice is always great.
Go back to the gold sounds. You keep my heart thrown to yourself. Cause there's nothing I don't like. You see the crisis are born to change. When it's essential, so essential. It has a nice dream when you laugh. But there are opinions. And you're coming to the chorus now. Yeah.
was Soccer Mummy with their Triple J Like a Virgin cover of Pavement's Gold Sounds. Our next new release is Courtney Barnett, finally releasing some music from her presumed next album. Courtney Barnett, Australia's brightest indie rock star, last released a proper record in 2021. I still am, but definitely was a super fan of Barnett in my early years of indie rock discovery. At the time she released the awesome Lot of Sea Lice album with Kurt Vile, I was a much bigger fan of hers than of Kurt. Kurt is now my favourite of the two by a long way, but Barnett's early work is still some of the greatest modern indie rock in my eyes. I think her last really great album was 2018's Tell Me How You Really Feel, which is probably the first album I ever followed to its release. By that I mean listening to all the pre-release singles the moment they came out, and then listening to the album in my junior high school hard tech class the moment it dropped. So I'm pretty excited to hear more from Courtney. This new single is called Stay In Your Lane, and I like how it has the Patti Smith-influenced punk energy that some of her greatest tracks share. I think the track is a bit too busy and overdone, but it's a nice and catchy single nonetheless. Courtney Barnett's single, Stay In Your Lane. Our final two tracks this week are from who else but Drive-By Truckers. Following the deluxe reissue of their 2004 album The Dirty South a few years ago, and then Southern Rock Opera, they're doing it again for another record from their golden period. This time is 2003's Decoration Day. This was the band's fourth album, and it was a pretty big deal, all relative of course, at the time. That's because it followed the band's ambitious breakthrough double album, Southern Rock Opera. They did a good job of it, heavily assisted by the fact that they had three of the greatest ever rock and roll songwriters in their band at the time. That's Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley, of course, but also a 22-year-old Jason Isbell. A few of the Hood and Cooley tracks on the record are pretty forgettable for anyone who isn't a super fan. The next record, The Dirty South, is a much more complete effort. Hood and Cooley do contribute some gems though. Sounds Better in the Song is a standout, Cooley's somber divorce song. My Sweet Annette has become one of the band's most well-known songs, and it's preceded on the album by Cooley's super energetic rock and roller, Marry Me. Patterson's beautiful folk song Heathens is a lasting fan favourite too. But the track I want to play is the boozy and swaggering, self-loathing blast of heavy rock that is Hell No I Ain't Happy. The song starts with the very audible sound of someone cracking open a cold one, Before launching into one of my favourite first lines, there's a lot of bad wood underneath the veneer. Patterson wrote the song in early 2002, during the time when the Truckers were one of the toughest and hardest working bands in America, playing over 200 shows a year in an effort to make this band the one that makes it big. It's one of the great songs about rock and roll itself, and the toll of constant touring. So Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley, the two constants in the Truckers, contributed some great tracks to the Decoration Day album, but the most memorable tracks are the two absolute masterpieces that the young Jason Isbell provides. I can't imagine how amazed the others were when their young guitar prodigy pulled these two tracks out of his pocket as the first tracks he'd ever contributed to the band. The best of those two tracks gives the record its name, Decoration Day. It's epic sonically, and even more so lyrically, chronicling the violent feud between two southern families. Make sure to check that song out if you have never heard it before. But a close second is Outfit. Isbell wrote the track for his father, and it details Isbell's interpretation, at least, of what his father told him before he left to go on tour for the first time with the Truckers. With the announcement of this deluxe reissue, we received a recording of the first ever live performance of the track in mid-2002 in Athens, Georgia. I think Isbell's dad might be in the audience. You'll hear the commentary at the end. This version's a bit lo-fi, but it marks a special moment in the career of Isbell and the Drive-By Truckers. So to see us off this week, here's Drive-By Truckers and Outfit.
Don't give it away. So y'all having okay times? Everything okay? That's a good one, ain't it, Dad? So did you give it to your dad for Father's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Did he cry?
He got a little sniffly. He had a hard time.
Man, if I ever have a son and he ever wrote something like that and gave it to me for Father's Day, I'd bawl like a goddamn baby.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.